yes, the music of Bill Price from his album With the Eye of a Skeptic. And guess what? Guess who is in the studio right now live here on WITT? We have Bill Price and Paul Holtman. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Tell me, Bill, about the album With the Eye of a Skeptic. This makes your fourth, fifth album?
It's actually, technically it's my fifth. Some of them are not full albums, but it's kind of my second solo record away from The Brains Behind Paw, which is another band I do. So it was an attempt to kind of do more of a singer-songwriter record.
Okay.
That's got a little more direct and narrative approach in the lyrics, and I don't know, a little more focused musically. It's all acoustic, but it's got a band on it, and so it's got drums and bass and guitars and accordions, and it's all acoustic stuff, but that was the approach, basically.
I first saw you about a year ago at the Benton House.
Yes.
Out in Irvington, and that's basically your home base, too, isn't it, Irvington?
Yeah, I live over there, and I think that was a show we did with The Brains Behind Paw, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you had videotapers there, and
yes,
lighting, and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we're editing a couple of those videos. So we're kind of close to getting a couple of things up on YouTube. But yeah, that was a fun show.
Now, Paul, you're involved in this CD as well.
Yes,
and,
sir.
I know every once in a while our listeners will hear one of your songs from your album, Out of My Hands. And, actually, today we're going to hear some live recordings, you guys, or live performances. You brought your guitars in, and tell me a little about yourself, Bill. Are you some folks that are listening now may not know much about you.
Well, probably most people don't know much about me. Grew up in Indianapolis on the west side, and
but you were born on the east side.
I was born on the east side,
and we east siders have to stay together.
That's right. I was born in community hospital, right over there on Ritter, but yeah. I moved back over there after I got out of college, and I've just been playing music really since high school, but I don't know, 10 to 12 years ago, I just started to focus on it and get a lot more serious with it.
Okay.
And was playing with a guy in a duo for a few years, and he moved out of town, and so I kind of bumped into Gordon Bonham, and we started The Brains Behind Paw. And
where does that name come from?
That's a lyric from a Bob Dylan song.
Yeah.
I won't tell you which one it is. So you have to find it. You have to figure that out.
All right.
But so I've just been, trying to put more and more effort in. I just love songwriting and recording, and I've met some great musicians like Paul, and I just love the whole process, writing songs, and they're so mysterious how they happen. As a matter of fact, Paul and I were talking about some songs on the way up here, a similar subject matter that we both were writing about independently, didn't know about it, but with completely different approaches to the same idea. But anyway, I just love the whole thing, and working songs out with musicians and recording and playing them live. And
influences?
I'm not really special in that way. I'm a big fan of the Beatles and Bob mm-hmm. Dylan and other people. I like Bruce Coburn.
How long have you been writing songs? How many years?
Gosh, I don't know, since it was probably in high school or junior
really?
High.
Wow, okay.
You had to write a lot before I got one that was listenable. But
Yeah. Well, let's hear one of you. You're going to play a song from the album, but we're not going to hear the album version. We're going to hear the live version here in the Wapahani studio. All
right. This one is it's called Junk Man, and this was written. I'll tell you a quick little story about it. When I lived over on De Quincey Street, over by Howe.
I know De Quincey well.
Yeah.
I grew up on Shannon Avenue.
Yeah, it's just, the houses are real close there. It's kind of blue collar, and the neighbors are real friendly. And
the little flower district.
Yeah, and
the neighborhood.
The kids, they play across the yards because the yards are so small.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting inside one day, and the kid next door was clowning around on my porch, this little boy named Jimmy, and he was just clowning around out there saying, "I'm the junk man, I'm the junk man." And I went out there, "So what are you doing, Jimmy?" And he said, "I'm the junk man." I said, "What do you mean you're the junk man?" And he said, "Oh, I'm the drunk man." So he was actually was saying that he was pretending he was drunk. That's sure. why he was falling around.
Oh, okay.
But I thought he was saying junk man, and I just liked the sound of the word junk man. So I kind of wrote this song completely backwards from the title.
Okay.
Thinking, you know, what could a junk man be other than, you know, the guy with the, you know, the scraps in his truck, you know. So that's what this one's about.
Well, I remember years ago growing up, we had Tony Sansoni come by through the neighborhood over there in his little pickup truck, ringing his bell, you know, strawberries, strawberries. He had produce in the back of his pickup truck, and that truck is still around. I know that his grandson, I think, or one of his relatives has that truck. He's kept it restored. So that goes back a few decades on the east side there. So let's hear Junkman.
All right.
I'm the only one who can applaud in the studio here since I'm your full audience here. So, interesting song.
Thank you.
Tell me about your guitar.
It's just this Martin D2. It's kind of the ugly stepchild of the Martin D28. But it actually sounds really good. It sounds really good through a PA. So actually, it's kind of one I drag around.
Where did you record with the Eye of a Skeptic?
I recorded at the Lodge Studios in Indianapolis with Michael Graham.
Okay.
And I've actually done all my recordings over there. It's over on Roosevelt Avenue. It's kind
sure.
of a you know, shaky part of town, but it's got a great vibe. It's an old Masonic lodge. And Michael, I mean, the main reason I go there is because Michael, he owns a studio. But he's, aside from being a great engineer, He likes a lot of the same kind of music, and he co-produces my stuff, you know. So he's got all kinds of musical ideas. He understands music theory real well, so he can communicate with the musicians. And he's just a great asset to have involved. And
tell me who else is on the album besides Paul.
Paul is here, and I got Paul involved because he's just so excellent at working.
Because he kept calling you every night.
That's so. Right.
He needed
the work. No, he actually, I thought he was perfect for these songs because he just writes such great complimentary guitar parts. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not just duplicating what I'm doing. They're actually complimentary to what I'm doing. So, and plus he's a great lead player too. So he did, you know, a lot of great lead stuff on here. But we kind of structured the songs around us, these two parts, the two guitars, and although he did some bouzouki and played sitar on some stuff. But
then he did bouzouki as well.
Okay. Yeah, so he's Mr. Versatile.
Okay.
But we did, we kind of approached it that way, and Jamie Reed played drums and percussion, and Jeff Stone played upright bass. And he played electric bass on a couple songs. I think that was the only electric instrument on the whole thing. And then Gary Bull played accordion and melodica.
Now, Gary had been with the Spud Puppies.
Right, Gary plays with the Spud Puppies, and he is in the brains behind Paw, as Jeff Stone is as well. And then Grover Perrito came in and played cello on three tracks.
Wow.
And Stacia Demas sang harmonies on about half the tunes.
How long does it take to record an album such as this? How many?
Well,
a certain number of days and nights and weekends.
You know, it just varies. I mean, we spent like almost 3 years on this, but over that period of time. But obviously, we weren't working on it constantly.
Wow!
So I think we went in and what, Paul? Did we do like?
We did like four sessions.
Yeah, we did like four sessions, and we did like three songs a piece or something.
Yeah, we knocked the tracks out.
Yeah, we basically the. Paul and I and Jamie and Jeff, two guitars, bass, and drums, roughly, played the tracks live, and then there were some songs that Gary played accordion on, so he would come in and play live with us on some of those. But I didn't do the vocals, but we got everything there was live to try to get a nice live energetic show.
Sure. Yeah.
So that actually came together pretty much over the summer over those four sessions. But then I went back and sang them, and we overdubbed some harmoniums and stuff here, and then we tweaked stuff, and
yeah, Grover.
And Grover came in, and Stacia came in later to do the harmonies. So, and then, you know, Michael and I just listened to stuff, and, you know, I ended up actually re-singing a bunch of the songs. I just thought I could do them better. And so, we worked really hard on a lot of details on this thing, more so than other records.
Well, let's hear another song. Okay. And when I come back, I'm going to ask you the question, where does this title come from, The Eye of a Skeptic?
Okay.
So we'll hold that till after this next song.
Okay.
What are you going to play next, guys?
You want us to play live here again?
Hey, this is live radio.
Okay. Let me switch my tuning real quick.
Okay.
Here. And
now, I should give, while you're doing that, I will say that for more information about Bill, go to www.billprice.info. Is that it? Dot info, Bill?
Right, billprice.info.
Billprice.info. Okay.
We'll do, actually, this is called Blue Period Blues.
Okay.
And it's kind of an art-based tongue-in-cheek song.
You ready?
Why tongue-in-cheek? I like tongue-in-cheek songs. Yeah. Blue Period Blues. That's cut number three from your album With the Eye of a Skeptic. And live in the studio, we have with us Bill Price and Paul Holdman, Indianapolis musicians. And I guess your music is getting played different parts of the world, I hear.
Yeah, actually, it's I got a kind of a contact over in Scandinavia, of all places, and he's... likes the stuff I'm doing and is kind of pushing it over there to radio and getting us some reviews and stuff. So
cool.
It's kind of cool to see your music played, you know, in Belgium or somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's not Scandinavia, but...
No, his reach is out a little bit beyond that, but that's where he's based.
The title, With the Eye of a Skeptic, is the name of the album. By the way, I want to ask you a question about that in a minute. If a listener would like to get a copy of this album... Do they, where would they get that?
They can get it from my website at billprice.info, or it's also on cdbaby.com.
Okay.
And it's both places you can actually buy the physical CD or download it.
Okay, and Paul, I'm going to give you a little plug to your album, Out of My Hands. Is it still available for the public to get their...
It is out of print right now. Actually, I'm going to reprint it after I make another CD, which I'm... in the beginning stages of
okay.
writing.
Oh, you
now.
Really should. It's just wonderful, too.
Appreciate that.
But yeah. Like I say, we play that, and we play a lot of your older stuff, Bill, on right. the station. I haven't gotten this into the mix yet. We've done a couple of tracks live. Not live, but with not in a mix of automation music. So now, the album is titled With the Eye of a Skeptic, and where'd you come up with that?
Well, actually... there's a song on there called Skeptic's Lullaby, and there's a line in there that says, with the eye of a skeptic, turn toward the sun, you know, I don't expect it to last forever, its day someday will be done. And so that song is kind of a skeptical look at life, although there's a kind of a line toward the end it's kind of positive. And as I got the record done, I noticed that, oddly enough, for me, most of the songs are pretty hopeful, lyrically speaking. So I kind of like this idea of pessimism of the intellect, but optimism of the will. And so that song, even though it's skeptical, it has a kind of an optimistic the line at the end of it says, I played the devil's advocate, but I'll be the angel's aid. So it was, even though you're kind of not sure things are going to work out, you're going to do the right thing anyway. So the idea was to sort of reflect that in the title, and actually the full title, is With the Eye of a Skeptic and a Few Other Likely Stories.
Oh, okay.
So the part about likely stories is kind of saying, it's a likely story, which means it's really not a likely story. So is it skeptical or not? I kind of like the double play of that. So that's way overanalyzed, that, you know, going into how to figure out a song title. But, you know, I don't have anything else to do, Jim, so I spend my time worrying about things like that.
You didn't
that.
Sit around and just go, wow, that sounds cool.
Yeah, no,
that's what I would have done.
There's like weeks and weeks of belabored thought, you know.
Now, I almost pinpointed your album cover artwork. This little sort of elfin person, like a monk or something, sitting holding a book. And I'm thinking, okay, this has to be from probably a library in Indianapolis, in Marion County or someplace around the county. And I was close, wasn't
you,
I?
Well, you were right. It is from a library. It's from one of the old Carnegie-era libraries, I believe it is. But it's on East Washington Street near rural and Washington Street intersection. Okay. I pass it all the time. And it's just, gosh, you know, they don't build anything like that anymore.
No.
And up above the door, these two, they're kind of monks looking.
and they've got these books.
Yeah.
And since the idea of the record was to be more narrative and some stories and stuff, I thought it made sense to have an image that had a book, you know, sort of emphasizing the lyrical aspect of the whole thing.
You are one of the few people in the world, and I've been in radio and TV since 1964, to put in your I guess through the DJ copy here, a DJ and music director's cheat sheet. And I noticed you did this on one of your other albums, if
yes.
not more than one. And merci beaucoup, as we can say for tomorrow's Mardi Gras. You know, we can say that since we're being French tomorrow. By the way, tomorrow we're doing all... Well, I shouldn't say that because this dates the show, but anyway.
Well, it's... Yeah.
But yeah, this cheat sheet. And what you've done is you've taken each song and you've made... couple of lines about each song, so that's
right.
good. So an announcer can come on and say, well, this song was dedicated to or written by Paul when he fell down a sewer or something.
Well, and I know you guys get so much music and
yeah,
you don't have
right.
time to listen to it, so I thought, you know, if I was a DJ and I just wanted to play all acoustic songs or all up-tempo tunes, I could look at that real quick and say, oh, here's a song that's up-tempo, features guitar or whatever, and
yeah.
you might be tempted to listen to that as
no,
opposed
that's
to wade through the
helpful.
Whole record.
Extremely helpful. Okay, we've got lots of time left. No, I'm just kidding. We've got about 3 hours to go here. No, we want to hear another track from the album or not, or whatever. What would you like to play, guys?
We can do another one here
okay.
if you want.
Sure.
Take it,
let's,
as they say. Take it.
Take it away.
Let's do Foot in the Dirt.
Okay.
This song is about walking. I actually had read Henry David Thoreau's essays on walking.
Okay.
And a friend gave me a book that had those in there, had some great photos up from the Northeast United States where Thoreau lived, and a kind of coffee table book. And I really like to walk, and especially on days like today, you know, in the winter or even when it's hot or, you know, even when it's raining. So I thought, I'm going to write something about walking. So
what's the name of the big park over there by Irvington?
Ellenberger Park.
Ellenberger. I knew it began with an E, and I couldn't think
yeah.
of it.
It's
yeah.
great that I walk over on the Pleasant Run Golf Course, too, in bad weather, because the golfers aren't out.
Not too many golfers out there, yeah.
So anyway, this one, yeah, this is called Foot in the Dirt.
I love that song. You know, I was just thinking while you were playing that, I saw on your cheat sheet that the recording version of it has a bouzouki in it.
Yes.
What if I play that version of it now?
That would be fine.
So people can hear it, because it's a wonderful song. I love that song. And I think a double play is not going to...
No, it's got, what else is... Well, Paul played bouzouki on there, and he actually played that beautiful, beautiful solo. Pretty similar to what he played just a minute ago, but on nylon string guitar, which sounds really nice.
Let's hear the the version of it on your CD here.
Okay,
is that okay?
Sure.
Don't mean to offend or anything. I mean, just hope that you guys are okay
no.
with that. Okay, here we go. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah, got a bit of Paul in there. Well, you were on the live version too, but we heard some other things in that recording of you. Yeah, that was good. Good stuff. That's
Thank
a great
you.
Song. We are going to play a couple more tracks from the album. In fact, I think we wanted to do that now. We wanted to play what was the song? In a Flying Dream.
In a Flying Dream.
Okay, we'll play that. Kind of set that up for us.
It's kind of a short tune, but it's. Hopefully most of the people listening have had those dreams where you can fly.
Yeah.
And it's just a vehicle really used in that song to sort of talk about the way the world could be or might be. And it's got some historical things, and then it kind of comes back to a personal thing. The guy singing it, whether it's me or whoever. And it's just interesting. Paul and I have talked about flying dreams, and it's like everybody has a little slightly different twist on them, but they're pretty amazing little events. So that was the inspiration to get the song going.
Well, let's give it a listen. Bill Price and Paul Holtman and the rest of the gang with the song is called In a Flying Dream. And Bill indicates that we all have flying dreams. And I know I do. Paul, you have some, don't you?
Yeah, they're great. Love them.
Paul has to, he told me he has to run to take off in his, though. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like momentum, you know, once I get going, it's great. Unless I'm running from somebody, and that's a bummer.
But. Now, there's things called UBIs, out-of-body experiences, but that's not quite the same thing.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I used to have flying dreams a lot more when I was a kid, and for me, I just kind of like twist my torso, and man, I was going. And Michael Graham, the engineer, helped.
He watched too much of that Sally Fields TV show, Flying Nun.
But he told me he could get. He was at a point where he could kind of self-induce flying dreams, which I thought was pretty cool.
Okay, that might be another subject for another show here. Yeah,
and maybe late at night.
Get him in here. Yeah. Okay, we're going to hear another song live here in the studio, the Wapahani Studio, here on WITT, Zionsville, 91.9 FM, our brand new public radio station, non-commercial, looking for any kind of donation we can get to help the station along. Just go to our website, 919wit.org, and hit the PayPal button, and off and running, and there you go. So now, we know how to get your album with the Eye of a Skeptic through CD Baby.
CD Baby?
Or on your website.
BillPrice.info.
Bill Price, one word, BillPrice, just like it sounds, .info.
Yep.
Okay. Not .com, .net,
.org. No, somebody had that website address. It was like a coupon site or something.
Okay. Yeah, Bill Price. Yeah. Save your money. Go to Bill Price.
That's right.
Okay, what are you guys going to play now live for us here as the final live performance in the studio here, but then we're going to end the show with a track from your album.
Well, this one is called Election Day, and it's kind of a short story behind this song. I was coming home from the polls one day, and it was one of those elections where it wasn't a big election, you know, it was just the coroner and the school board and people like that were up. And
dog catcher
and assessors and people like that. So I remember just sitting on the couch and remembering I just come home about, you know, all the posters and the flyers, are they trying to get you to vote, you know, choose me. And so it just was a simple metaphor for, you know, the choices we make every day, big and small, because you can only spend so much time in your life on so many different things. You got to kind of pick and choose.
Sure.
So the song just has some little vignettes of people at different stages in life, you know, making a change or making a decision, choosing a different route. It's that sort of idea.
Well, let's hear it live here in the studio. That's an upper. That there is an upper. That's good stuff.
Thank you, Jim.
Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, I got to tap my foot again.
Hit your knee.
Stop my foot.
Sorry. We've got grassroots studio here, so yeah. This has been a real wonderful experience for you to come in here, and let's give the name of the album with the Eye of a Skeptic and a few other likely stories, and the album is available at www.BillPrice, just like it sounds, BillPrice.info. Not .com, org, or com, or whatever, or net, or whatever, .info, I-N-F-O. And it's also available on a site called CD Baby.
Yes.
Okay, good.
CDBaby.com.
So you can pay for it through PayPal or something.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming in. Paul Holdman and Bill Price on our station this afternoon. And thank you for coming in.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Paul, for doing this with me.
Yeah, this has been great. And there's three things. And then we're going to go out with the last track from this album. You have 13 songs on this. It's a wonderful album. And this is appropriately called The Last Word, this particular track.
Yeah, it's kind of about two things. It's about the power of words and how they... whether they're sung, written, spoken, you know, in conversation or whatever, how they can have an effect, you know, long after, you know, we're still reading things 200 years old and they still influence people. But it also is about the idea that, you know, when you leave somebody, you never know when it might be the last time. Mm-hmm. So you need to choose your words carefully and try to part on good terms. So I was kind of playing with the power of words in both of those ways. And
sure.
It kind of ends the record for the, you know, with that idea.
So there's three things I want to, before we hit this song here, I want to thank you for. First of all, thank you for bringing over the past few months all your CDs in here with Brains Behind Paw and your own albums. Thank you for that.
Thanks for playing them.
Thank you for the cheat sheet. The DJ cheat sheet that you put in your albums.
All right.
Which is very well appreciated by we DJs. And best of all, thanks for coming in live to the studio today, guys.
Well, thank you.
Thanks again for having us.
We're going out with Last Word, the final track from Bill Price's new album, With the Eye of a Skeptic, here on WITT. I won't be gone too long.